Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 26, God Revealed in Self. We humans are arguably the most sophisticated and most developed beings in God's physical creation, at least that we are directly aware of. As such, it seems likely that many aspects of God are reflected in how He has made each of us. Let's consider some ways that God's character appears to be reflected in how we are made. Have you ever been struck by the beauty of a work of art, or a beautiful sunset, or a beautiful waterfall? Have you ever been concerned about something you made, whether or not others would appreciate it or not? Where does your appreciation and concern for beautiful things come from? I find that having an appreciation for beauty is part of how I have been made, not something I had to be taught, though education may have an impact on how I value beauty. Since God is ultimately the creator of us all, and each of us seems to have an innate appreciation for beauty, I conclude that God appreciates beauty and enjoys making beautiful things. I will repeat that main point. God appreciates beauty and enjoys making beautiful things. Consider also that it is natural that when any of us make something, we want it to reflect something good about ourselves. If we cook food, we normally want it to look good and taste good so that others will have a good impression of us. If we make art, we want it to communicate something good about ourselves. If we build a house, we want the end result to be good so that others will benefit from it and appreciate our work. I believe this also is a reflection of God. God values making good things and likes it when we appreciate the good things He has made. I'll repeat that main point. God values making good things and likes it when we appreciate the good things He has made. Now consider something you have made, which was either recklessly damaged by someone else or spoken poorly of by someone else. Did it bother you that someone showed such disregard for what you made? I know the answer for me is obviously yes. It bothered me when they did that. Do you suppose that God is indifferent when we abuse what He has created or speak poorly of it? I don't think so. I think we can safely say God cares about what He has created. I'll repeat that main point. God cares about what He has created. Consider further. Have you ever been wronged by someone and gotten upset at them? Where do such convictions and emotions come from? Why do you get angry about some things? This too seems to be part of how we are made. Again, I find this to be a reflection of God's character. God has convictions about what is right and what is wrong. God has an emotional response to wrong things that happen. I'll repeat those two main points. God has convictions about what is right and what is wrong. God has an emotional response to wrong things that happen. Some people think that God is indifferent toward us and far off. On the contrary, I find that our own emotions, our own likes and our own dislikes, show that God is not far off, uncaring, and indifferent. Rather, He is near, He is caring, and He is righteous. For further reflection, what are some other aspects of your own humanity that may be a reflection of God's character?